Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hey there, guys.
And we are doing something a little bit different. Please forgive me. I am a newbie. I don't normally make the incoming announcements, but I want to thank you all for joining us on Evolutionary Energy Arts and also on EE Arts. Both channels are very different. We cover a very wide range of information, and the people that we work on a regular basis, you know, they say, gosh, you guys are so vast about so many things. And well, you know, it's because we've been through a lot of things.
Absolutely. And, you know, study a lot of different things. And man, we're going to have, just for you guys that are fans going down the Tartaria rabbit hole, I think that we might end up having like a whole playlist developed to it and devoted to it. So there's a lot of stuff we're going to go into on that, and we're going to be sharing it with you guys. Actually, I think that we're going to have several new playlists upcoming for rabbit holes to go down.
Yes.
And they're very, very different and divergent. Hey, one of the things I noticed just today, the first time, look at this, EE Arts at EE Arts. Evolutionary Energy Arts at Evolutionary Energy Arts. So, you know, we have our tags, so to speak, now.
Yeah.
That they're given everybody, even if you're not really creating any videos for public consumption, I think this is something YouTube's doing. There's a lot of things underway that are part of a much larger plan, and there's several different plans that are underway that are kind of layered, so to speak, and they're running concurrent of each other with the intention of them all merging into one big, huge NWO.
Yeah.
And yet it's nothing new. It's nothing new. This has happened so many times. For those of you that haven't, please do check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com, learn more about us, and, you know, perhaps read some testimonials from people that have worked with us in the past and are still working with us, as we basically have a certain number of people as energy workers and people that do spiritual coaching, consulting, Vedic charts. We have like a certain amount that we can deal with in a week's basis without running ourselves to the bone. So we don't really advertise it. And that's because, again, we have a lot of time that we need to develop and spend on self-development. And our meditation, our mantras, our yoga, our qigong are so important for maintaining our overall own stability, health, and keep growing spiritually, that we really do dedicate a ton of our time to it. So, you know, we purposely situate ourselves in a situation where, you know, we can just book so many people a week, kind of keep it at a certain level where we can help people directly, you know, without, you know, not including the videos, but directly one-on-one, you know, coaching, again, talking to people and the like. But again, we try to keep it at a manageable level. New Mexico, we one time realized we went overboard and we were wiped out. We were wiped out. But, you know, we had people for 10 days in a row, and it was like 68 people a day. So we had to kind of back that off, but we're at a nice stable point now. So, you know, we're able to take a few more people and go from there. And, and of course, people are always progressing too. So to get forward, we want to thank everybody again for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We couldn't do it without you guys. You guys remember Queen Elizabeth II. They said she died of old age. That's what the death certificate showed. We see this article is from September 29th. The document, the death record, says that she died on September 8th at Balmoral Castle in Scotland at 3:10 p.m. UK time. That's what is said. Now, some of you have said out there in comments that she was, well, she didn't die of old age. And she didn't even die at that period in time. So we ran into this, which was really, really curious. This guy, Skip, who says he's a Web3 advisor and entrepreneur, passionate about innovating the Web3 world, currently investing and building. He has a tweet out here, as you can see, Queen Elizabeth II will die on September 8th, 2022. The tweet is from 12:45 p.m. on February 4th, 2022. Oh, is he psychic? So, you know, again, was this a real tweet? Was this some sort of edit after the fact? You know, we can see if we start going through some of the responses like this. Reveal the secrets that you know. That was September 8th. And we could go back September 9th. And, you know, we keep going back. What was the case with this? What was the case with this? Now, again, a lot of things, they could be complete scams and not as appearances, you know, make. You see here, he also put down September 9th, a major world announcement will be made impacting former U.S. president today, November 18th, 2022. So again, we look at Queen Elizabeth, September 8th, she died at 10:10 Eastern time. So, does it matter or doesn't it matter if this guy is just a troll, or is there something else to this? As you see here, this profile was originally using a private account. He tweeted one every day, then he deleted the tweets. Nothing strange. The reason why his tweets don't show up in search engines is because he uses a private profile. And this, James Harris says, cool trick. Wayback Machine says this appears to have been created today. And then later on down there, there's a guy that discredits that. And then actually, you got to ask who is this guy that's trying to discredit it too? So the Wayback Machine doesn't actually tell us when a tweet was updated, but it actually tells us when it first linked with the tweet, meaning the first time someone actually copy and pasted it. But then you have all these comments after the fact too. Well, you know, the guy that was trying to discredit it is an ex-FBI agent. That says a lot, doesn't it? Co-host of True Crime Spiracy. What's this? Engineer scientist with an actual physics degree on what? Wow. You know, so obviously he's paying attention to this, and, you know, people saying, oh my God, time traveler. Ah, what was that time traveler? John. Guys. They can't remember either. What was that guy? John Galt. You guys remember that whole thing that appeared in Godlike Forum and it raised a ruckus? But we do see A.G. Garland names Hague war crimes prosecutor as special counsel to investigate 45. Garland named John L. Smith, known as Jack Smith, a war crimes prosecutor at The Hague and former federal prosecutor, to begin serving as special counsel immediately. Smith was previously the chief of Justice Department's Public Integrity Section when he oversaw public corruption and elections-related investigations. Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he's a candidate for president next election, I have concluded that it's in the public interest to appoint a special counsel. So is this the statement that he was talking about? You know, there's been obviously so much going on in the geopolitical forum. We have Carrie Lake traveling to Mar-a-Lago, fresh off projected loss in Arizona, which she is fighting and disputing. And the reason this is going to go up on EE Arts, even though it's going to get demonetized, is because what we were doing is getting in contact with the guides about this and also doing a little remote viewing to see what we could perceive on everything that's going on. You know, initially with Carrie Lake, right off the bat, my feel was that she would be somebody that 45 would name as his VP candidate, and makes perfect sense. Male, female, she's younger than him, a different generation. She can talk. She's fiery. She's great at speeches. By the way, when you go, and just so you guys, I always want you guys to get the bigger picture on things too. Carrie Lake is interesting because she was initially, I want to say for the 2008 election from, and I'll pull it up, 2008, I believe she was registered independent. 2012, she was registered Democrat. Now she's registered Republican. Okay. And you guys do know that 45 himself was in the inner circles with the Clintons and all. And, you know, and again, he was very anti, you know, XAV. Let's just say that, put that up to a mirror. Very, very anti. And then all of a sudden in office, because, of course, they can't truly always tell us what they believe. They have to give us what they're being told to say. This is part of the great reveal, is that, again, all puppets on strings, all these people, you know, politician is an actor. That's what the official definition really should be in this time period. What's the definition of a politician? It's a paid-for actor. Okay, she's smiling.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. It should be. It should be what it is, you know, and that way we have a clear understanding of exactly what they are. But when Mike was talking, I was smiling because I wanted to say, all puppets on deck, all puppets on deck, you know, and it, because this is what it is. They are. Everyone's getting ready to step up for their performance. Everyone's getting ready to play their part, shine their diamond in this world stage. And that's exactly what it is. It is a world stage. And I am grateful we can come here and give news to people who really can barely watch it anymore, but still want to know what's going on. So in that sense, I think it's very useful the way we deliver the news in a way where, because we do have to know what's going on to make our plans and to make adjustments, but we don't have to be emotionally engaged. And if we are, well, why not try to make it somewhat entertaining?
Yeah, again, so, you know, with 45, registered as a Republican in Manhattan in 87, since that time, he changed party affiliation 5 times. 99, went to Independence Party of New York. 2001, went to Democratic. 2009, back to Republican. And 2011, went to no affiliation or independent. And then 2012, back to Republican. Now, Carrie Lake, you could see this is two political party, Republican before 2006, independent 2006 to 2008, Democrat from 2008 to 2012, and back to Republican. Just to be clear, because I've seen, you know, people bringing up different things. Again, man, we want to believe. Man, we want to believe. But we got to be careful of what we believe. And what do we want to believe in? We want to believe we could get some real change. But again, is there that possibility when the strings are being controlled from so high above that just participating in the system means that you are under the watchful eye of very, very powerful entities that watch for anybody that goes beyond the limitations that are imposed upon them by such entities?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, it's really, we kind of have ourselves in a bit of a emotional pickle, because we don't want to get emotionally engaged, yet how can you find that fine line where you're not getting yourself sucked in? And that, honestly, it does take a little bit of practice, but here we are, and we're human, and we want to believe that there is good out there. We want to believe in something that is greater than ourselves. And, you know, these beings, they do a really good job of providing us that illusion.
There it is. It just clicked. The feeling of familiarity with Skip here. There's a vibe behind Skip. There is a vibe behind Skip. So the current events happening at this point in time have an impact on more than you can possibly imagine for the years to come, both technologically, politically, and financially. Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's these junctions of certain major key events that have to happen, and they have to happen sequentially. So, you know, first off, let me share with you guys. So when I was looking at this vibe with Skip, I feel an energy. I've felt this energy before many times, and I know it because we've already, remote viewed this and gotten the message from the guides. But now I remember it. So multiple times, that group that begins with an I actually has a U. It has an M-I-N, and it ends in an I. I hope you guys could get it from that. Has reached out to us at various times, reached out to me in 2017, just a few days before somebody put a car through the fence on the park across the street from where I was living, did donuts, and then headed straight for my office where I was sitting at my computer, and then thankfully was blocked from doing any damage and coming through my house. They reached out because they wanted to recruit, and, you know, I declined, and then, you know, 3 days later that car incident happened. And so they've also reached out multiple times. They reached out when we were in Nevada, and they actually reached out and showed pictures of places that we've gone in Nevada, as well as that they've befriended close friends of Cindy's and family members. Again, warnings. Well, this is the exact same energy. You know, this Skip, whoever this Skip is, really, it's not what it appears to be. This is just a cover, but it's a communication too. So this is Lauren Boebert, U.S. House candidate, Colorado, and just basically the announcement that they're down to the last 200 votes and that she's in. So again, the Republicans get the House, and that had to be. It had to be, because again, that's going to cause the most division. This is what it always is. Now, the Democrats are probably going to retain the Senate, or they are retaining the Senate. But again, now the Republicans in the House, which they already have, is they're doing their investigation into JB, while, again, the other side is going after 45. And right off the bat, when I saw 45 running to become 45, I knew that if he gets in, then our timeline is leading towards that civil war. But at the same time, it really felt that if HRC got in, everything would get worse much quicker. So again, pick your poison, because again, everything is controlled at a much, much higher level. And what happens in the U.S., and what happens in the U.K., what happens in China, what happens in Russia, none of it's controlled by any of the people of those nations. That's part of this illusion. This illusion's going to become very, very obvious. That's all part of the great unveiling. So 46's administration declares immunity for Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over journalist Khashoggi's murder, which, you know, was a horrible, horrible thing. It just also the viciousness, just beyond belief that, you know, humans can do such. And I don't think it's in humans' true nature. And here again, I think we are given an illusion of our true nature. When we are out of this age, you don't see this chaos. The chaos is controlled by the controllers that control everything that we see, the geopolitical, the monetary. It's all controlled by this group, which does not have anybody's best interests in mind, as far as none of the humans on this planet and none of the animals, the plant life, or the earth itself. It's all just simply resources to them. The G20 is pushing for, yes, those passports of a certain type for all international travel. Again, using Who's who? Using who? I don't know. First base, third base. Was who first base, third base, or second base? I don't remember. But, you know, here we are. We're watching other things intently, and there's other things happening, still moving forward. We might have thought we had a respite, but no, it's an illusion of a respite. Everything is still moving forward. Home sales fell for the ninth straight month in October. Higher mortgage rates scared off potential buyers. Again, I get many real estate notifications all across the country, from Nevada to Connecticut and to the Midwest, down to Florida. And what I'm seeing is a lot of houses that are going on the market, and they're dropping their price by like double digits, and many times 20 or 25%. It's starting. The crash is really, really starting. That's part of it. That is part of it. You know, the rates have scared off potential buyers. Absolutely. So again, you know, ideally, if you were able to sell now, or better yet, if you had sold 6 months ago, and you were in a position where you could rent something for a little bit, if you wait another 3 to 6 months, I think things are going to be way lower than they are now. It's just going to keep going. Again, everybody has their own circumstances, but just so you know, that's where you could, you know, sell high and buy low a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all kind of have to follow our own gut and intuition and do what's best for us. But it is a very curious time. It's a time where things are being unveiled in such a way that they do their best to try to keep information from us. But once you learn how to read between the lines, you kind of see what's going on.
Electricity prices in Italy set an all-time record in October. Country's oldest consumer association, UNC, reported on Thursday. Prices for electricity, which is being sold in the Apennines on the free market, have surged 329% in a year. 329% in a year. Wow. I mean, that's brutal. International flights followed power tariffs, annual increase in cost equaling 113%, gas next, 96%. Ooh-wee-woo. And then we get to the foods. Vegetable oils, excluding olive oil, 55% year-on-year. Butter, 43%. Sugar, 17%. Now, again, what you're going to see is the stuff that's really unhealthy for you is going to be cheap. The stuff that's really healthy for you is going to become astronomical. There's a much bigger picture here. Much, much bigger. Meanwhile, we have 5 aircraft carriers set to operate together in Europe for NATO exercise. 5. 3 is a lot, and we got 5 here working together. It's all just a matter of when these timelines converge. That's the thing. It's when the timelines converge. Europe faces cancer epidemic after an estimated 1 million cases went undiagnosed during the lockdowns. Yeah, you guys get this. I know you get everything. Sperm count of men across the world, including India, has decreased by more than half. This is everywhere. And, the original tweet is gone. I just put this up not long ago. They took it down. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. You know, there's more censorship, they're saying, right now than before Elon took over with Twitter. And they're even talking about Twitter being gone. Well, you think about it, so much breaking news comes through Twitter. It really does. If Twitter's not there, it's going to make it harder to know exactly what's happening immediately in other places, because there's really quite no other place quite like it for breaking news, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it. And my lovely wife is just smiling.
Oh, I'm just adoring him. That's all.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, I know. See, we'll share now like what we got. So when we're talking about this, we're talking about Skip. What we really have is communications from the secret societies around the globe. this is how they talk to each other in code so that, well, others can't understand what they're saying. This is exactly why you have this whole thing. It doesn't matter if it's real. It doesn't matter if it's discredited. And again, we'll have people that jump to the conclusions. They'll be like, they'll just blow off this whole thing because they have a TikTok mind. They can't wait to go 25 minutes into a video to really get the bigger picture. They only have a 3-minute mentality. And again, those people are on simple sugars. They're eating processed foods. They're drinking Coke and diet, you know, Pepsi and things like that as they're watching their videos. You know, they're going to stop by McDonald's or Burger King to get dinner, and they got to pick up their scripts from the DR, you know, from, yeah. I mean, those things make it so your attention span isn't going to be there. Your mental clarity is not going to be there. It's going to wither away at any intuitive abilities. This is why the system is in place in the first place. It's to create everybody, again, becoming a sheeple, a zombie, you know, whatever you want to call it, much less than what people can be. Is basically what they're doing is intentionally lowering the potential of humanity so that it is simply easily manipulated. And what this is, it again, it doesn't matter if that was a real case of the fact that he knew when the queen was going to actually die. This is them communicating to each other out there in the open, but nobody can see it. And that's exactly what they do. And so what they're saying here is that it's moving forward to a new stage.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what the guides came through and began to explain to us, you know, in pieces and pictures and puzzles. It's a little difficult to understand, but there are certain things that come through. And the one thing they kept showing me is pictures. They kept showing me rows and rows and rows of photographs. And then they dropped in, you know, something from the banks. And then they dropped in information about confusion. So this is about them going to another level, a next step. And of course, they're not going to come out and tell us everything, but they do communicate amongst each other, and they communicate with each other in a way that only they know. So this is a direction they're fixing to go in and create another situation to make a step deeper into the system. And we really need to watch out for that.
Yeah, because again, these things are timed together. The great RE set is timed to coincide step by step along with the disintegration of NATO and the United States from within, and also with the third WW that is, you know, been threatened for a while. You got to understand too that these things do take time. They're layered sequentially, so you could kind of see where they're moving their pieces. You might imagine that they have a whole bunch of pieces in three piles. So they move one piece ahead economically, then they shift another one from the, you know, interior civil war revolution in the U.S. that's building as well forward. Now that takes precedence, moves ahead of the economic one, and then they'll bring up the one with the war. Now off to the side too, we also have another whole set of chess pieces relating to the plague upon the land and the subsequent plagues upon the land and their consequences, which, you know, are also in play. So, you know, again, we can see that right now, you know, the prospects for another lockdown of sorts seems to be building. We've seen, you know, that in certain areas, there's an awful lot of sickness. There are a lot of people leaving this world right now. And we know so many of them. I mean, we personally, through everybody that we're talking to on a regular basis, I mean, gosh, if we're starting to write them down, it would be a huge list. Mm-hmm. everybody we know has lost somebody. I mean, have you guys found the same? Yet again, in order for that WW3 to occur, they really want there to be already in the U.S. a certain level of internal strife. And really, for the great RESET to occur, really, the civil strife has to happen fully, and also you have to have that WW3 already coming to some sort of conclusion, because again, the power structure is shifting completely to a totally new location. And perhaps we will end up with, you know, the UAE, Dubai being, you know, maybe that will be the banking capital of the entire globe. Maybe Beijing will be the location of the global military police / military headquarters. Again, we know DC, London, right? And well, there's actually more we could tie into that, because we could tie in Rome and we could tie in Jerusalem. Those four cities are all on seven hills. We've talked about this before. And when you talk about like the Vatican, it's its own entity. It's not part of Italy. It's its own entity. DC is technically its own entity. London, the same thing too. And again, everything is getting changed. Locations are getting changed. The string holders are still the same, but all the puppets are going to be rearranged.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. So things are fixing to get very interesting. You know, just kind of prepare yourself for some big changes. But really, at the same time, stay your course, you know, hold your ground, continue to remain grounded, continue on your spiritual practice. Understand that yeah, a lot of stuff, you are the center of the storm, and you need to stay still and quiet and go ahead and let all of this stuff fly all around you, but don't let it affect you.
We saw statements recently where it was referred to in the UK that, and you know, that it's actually, everything is mirroring itself. You know, we have a digital currency rollout going on with the Fed. We have a digital currency rollout going on in the EU. We have statements in the UK. We have statements in the US that, hey, you know, if it wasn't for all the immigration, legal or illegal, populations would be declining. So, you know, you have people proposing just legalize all the illegal immigrants because populations are declining. Why are populations declining? Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. A lot of reasons for that. You know, today, first thing it did, let the dogs out, and, you know, was out in the yard, look up, and there's those fake clouds. We, you know, there's multiple things that are hitting us every single day that are affecting us in every single way. So this is, again, part of that whole thing. Now, what does their agenda say? 2030. There you go. I mean, you know, 2030 is a big, big year, because they understand, too, if they don't get things done by that point in time, they're not going to be able to get things done the way they want, because the awakening of mankind will have gone to a point where they have no shot pulling the wool over enough people's eyes to get their plans to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. And one thing they definitely need is momentum. They really need that momentum to get things going in the right direction. And we are kind of like the counterbalance. We're the ones who come in and, you know, we can knock everything around so things stop moving in that direction. But we want to help people create their own direction, not just have to follow these controllers down the road, because we can see clearly what their intentions are. And when you can see things, it's up to you to say something. If you see that someone's going to get hurt, somebody's stepping in front of a train, yeah, you say something. You absolutely say, if you know something, you need to talk about it, because there's other people that might be busy in their lives and they're not looking or they're not able to see. It's up to us to mention. And, you know, that way people can change when they want to.
Absolutely. So again, you know, I cannot stress enough how important it is to have a good, solid spiritual practice. Obviously, do everything you can do. I would, again, You know, me personally, I'd like to have at least 1 to 3 years worth of food stocked up. But whatever you can manage for yourself and your family, you're only going to pay more in the future. I don't see, you know, that things, as far as the basic necessities in life, I don't see them coming down for a long time, a very long time. We have a long way ahead in this road. Again, if you look to the dates that they put right out there, 2030. You know, that's 7 years and like a month away. So that's quite a while. That's quite a bit of time. Yet for the U.S., you know, and NATO, you know, perhaps there's even less time to get your stuff organized than, say, somebody that's living in a country that's not going to be completely directly involved in the conflict, which is going to be unfolding around us. So you want to do your best always to stay rooted, stay grounded, you know, again, have that daily spiritual practice. Clean your temple. There is nothing more important. You know, I am definitely not of the mind that, you know, this is time to eat, drink, and be merry. Sure, you could eat healthy. Drink, well, you know, I think it's time to be at tip-top senses. Tip-top. You want to be the best you at this time period, the best version of you. So again, clean that temple. But being merry, we could do that all the time, even in the midst of any of the chaos that they're doing. It's all a matter of perspective. This is a human experience. This is a temporary human experience. It's a ride. Just like this gentleman is playing with his big dog. Yeah. Big dog with horns. I thought that Rama was big. Boy, that guy. But look at it, just wants to play. There's this natural urge, and you know, to have fun. Again, to be truly born again. Well, be born again like this. Play. Be free. Be happy. You're not cursed because you took an incarnation because of something that a fictional character did sometime in the deep past. No, that's controller BS. And, you know, again, that's part of controlling the narrative to control you. But ultimately, it's only if you give away your control that you can be controlled.
Mm-hmm. And definitely, just because we're in a place where we have to prepare for things and survive doesn't mean that we have to stop living. No, we have to take the time to play and reach out, and our pets are always going to steer us in the right direction. So if you ever feel lost, you just do something for those four-legged angels, or, you know, look outside and look to nature, and you're going to find your answers.
Before we go for this one, I just want to reiterate again what the guides are always telling us. They're always telling us, you know, to look for ways out of the system, utilize the system while you're in the system as best as possible, but always be planning your escape route.
Yeah.
So whatever that looks like for you, mm-hmm. Again, you have to get in touch with the intuition.
Indeed. Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.